I will bring
you all my worship.
You all my worship.
Matthew 6:33 says that seek God first and his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
It's a song of victory, sung by those who know it well. At Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, the word victory is synonymous with refuge and hope. Mr. Gerald Casey is intake counselor, mentoring coordinator, and director of Bread of Life Food Outreach Ministry at the mission.
I came here to Pacific Garden Mission in 2006. I was strung out on crack cocaine, marijuana abuse, alcohol abuse. Had no desire, hope for living. I knew Jesus Christ had died for my sins, but I was not living committed and sold out, having a relationship with him. But upon entering the building here, upon hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached here, I began to cry out to God, Lord, I'm tired of the bad choices I've been making, the decisions I've been making, and I need you to change my heart, change the way I've been thinking. And right then I could hear the very God of creation speak to me, Gerald, I heard your prayer. And you're tired of the way you've been living, the bad choice you've been making, then just purpose in your heart that you want to go and continue to live like that. And right then, my life was totally transformed.
Since 1877, Pacific Garden Mission has been a place of refuge and transformation for millions of souls weary of weathering life's storms. They come to the Old Lighthouse seeking food, shelter, clothing, medical, and dental care. They also come seeking the answer to life's struggles. Here, they are offered that answer, life through faith in Jesus Christ.
My story isn't that much different from any of the other guys here.
Kent Hall is intake counselor and evangelistic coordinator at the mission.
I came to Pacific Garden Mission in 1992, a broken man, destitute, you know, strung out on crack cocaine and heroin, still trying to sell drugs. I met a man on the corner of Congress and State Street, and he told me that I was a sinner. But then he told me, no, I know you. Little did I know, this was the very same gentleman I used to sell dope with. The Bible is so true. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I didn't even recognize him. And I'm a crybaby. I just broke down in tears. And he led me from State and Congress to Pacific Garden Mission. He showed me that I wasn't perfect. Then he showed me that I was a sinner. Then he showed me what made me a sinner. Then he showed me there was a price for my sin. Then he showed me that God paid that price for my sin through his son, Jesus Christ. Then he showed me how I could be saved. On September 18, 1992, I trusted Christ as my Lord and Savior. My life has never been the same, and God has kept me thus far.
With such names to its credit as D.L. Moody and Billy Sunday, Pacific Garden Mission is the oldest rescue mission in continuous operation in the United States. What began as a tiny State Street shelter with a wheezy organ is today a multifaceted ministry with influence around the world. And its timing couldn't be better. For in 2007, a survey by the Chicago Alliance classified 26% of the city's homeless population as chronic. That's up from just 20% in 2005. With this rate of increase, one could speculate that number this year to reach as high as 24%. Those who work at Pacific Garden Mission know the need all too well, as nearly every one of them was touched by the hope offered within its walls. Men such as 46-year-old Lowell Lewis, male intake counselor in Office B.
My story is I was brought up and raised in a middle-class household, graduated from high school in the top 5% of my class, went to Purdue University for engineering, started hanging out with a different crowd, and came back to Chicago, got caught up in the drug game, and went through a couple bad marriages due to my drug addiction. I was just hitting rock bottom until a year ago when I just finally cried out to the Lord. I ended up coming here to Pacific Garden Mission, and it was through the mission and through the word of God that God just began to change me from the inside out and turn me into a new man.
Being in God's arm and his care, nothing can hurt you. Nothing can touch you.
When you truly trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can't return to the old world because you don't fit in no more. And those things that you try to turn to will beat you right back to God.
So where does the missions ministry start? As I stood upstairs with Kent Hall, surrounded by rows of metal bunk beds, the answer was clear. Fill basic needs first. Kent Hall.
The room we're in is Dorm D. This is where the men sleep. Now, in order to sleep in a bed, a man must take a shower and wash his hair. We supply the shampoo, we supply the soap, we supply the towels, we supply the gowns that they're wearing. We must make sure that these men sleep in clean beds with clean sheets, clean pillowcases, clean pillows, and a clean gown to sleep in. We supply them with toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, razors.
Why so important that these things come first?
so often as they're in the street, people try to bring them down and call them everything but a child of God. But when they come here, I treat them with respect because they need encouraging.
PGM provides all their daily needs, clothing, medical care, food, a bed to lay in, personal hygiene care. But the main thing that PGM provides for the individuals that are here in our facility is the Word of God.
Moody comes here every week at 5 o'clock. They do their PCMs here. And this is where they give the gospel of Jesus Christ.
They're hearing the gospel 365 days a year, 7 days a week.
We have a men's Bible discipleship program, program for men and women that have confessed that Jesus Christ died for their sins and desiring to be discipled through the Word of God. Even if you don't join the program, you get opportunity as overnight guests to hear the gospel being preached here at least five times a day, Monday through Friday.
Mr. Tom Cole, known to many here as Gangster Tommy, has been an overnight guest of Pacific Garden Mission for 9 years. When I met Tommy, he had just undergone extensive orthodontic surgery. Though in extreme pain, his wounds still fresh, Tommy removed the blood-soaked gauze in his cheeks to describe the impact God has made in him through the work of Pacific Garden Mission.
PGM has saved my life. It has been a safe haven. It has been a shelter. But more than anything else, to me, it is God sent.
This is the testimony of a strong man, broken and humbled only by the regenerating power of Jesus Christ.
If I could fix myself, I would be saying that Jesus died on the cross for nothing.
And what of the spiritual impact to others Tommy has seen here?
I have witnessed other people's lives being changed here, as well as my own. And I'm just grateful today that that someone took time to tell me that no matter what I did, or whatever, or no matter what someone told me I did, that there was a way out, and his name was Jesus Christ, and he's Lord of all in my life. Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Pacific Garden Mission is truly a garden of refuge, teeming with stories of lives unshackled by the sheltering power of Christ. Still with its lighted cross reading simply Jesus Saves above the front doors, its strong brick walls and high-perched windows beckon safety and hope to all who enter. Look for it at 1458 South Canal Street in Chicago, a few blocks away from the Roosevelt L Station and Union Station. By the way, were I to have been in Chicago while living homeless myself for 10 years, 5 years ago, you would have found me here too. For Moody Radio, I'm Frank King.